Unit 8, page 73, exercise 2, listening. No one likes to receive criticism, right? And I'm sure all of us have been in situations where a boss or a teacher or a parent criticized us and we didn't respond well to the criticism. But just as important as knowing how to handle criticism is knowing how to give criticism that's fair and constructive. And that's the topic of my lecture today. Let's look at the case of a student named Ray, who was criticized by his professor. Last week, Ray had an important exam. He studied as much as he could, but it wasn't enough, because when he got his exam back, the first thing he saw was a big red F at the top of his paper. The professor had circled all the wrong answers in red and had written, "Disappointing performance, see me in my office," at the bottom of the paper. The professor didn't know that Ray is extremely busy because in addition to his course load, he also works part-time. He usually has to stay up late at night to get his homework done, and lots of times he goes to bed at 2 a.m. after getting home from his restaurant job at 11 p.m. Ray went to see his professor and tried to explain his situation, but the professor wasn't sympathetic. "You need to try harder," he said. "If you can't handle working and studying at the same time, maybe you should think about quitting school." This made Ray so angry that he slammed the door on the way out of his professor's office. But then he started to think that maybe his professor was right. And 3 weeks later, he dropped out of school. Now, what can we learn from this scenario? We see that negative criticism can have terrible consequences. It can make people angry and cause them to lose confidence and motivation. If you have to criticize someone, experts say do it constructively or positively. Constructive criticism has three steps. First, say something good about the person or their work. This will help them relax and prepare them for the next step. In step two, talk to the person about their mistakes. Be honest, but be gentle. And don't stop there. Talk to the person about solutions to the problem. The goal is to help a person learn and grow, not to hurt or embarrass them. Finally, in the third step, offer another positive statement about the person that lets them know you care about them. This will leave the person feeling motivated instead of discouraged. Imagine if Ray's professor had followed these steps. He might have been able to help Ray instead of causing him to drop out of school.